Dwayne, thanks for joining us for Alamogordo Now. This week we are talking about some developments about the boy who died in CBP's custody in December. Now, there was a congressional delegation that visited the Alamogordo Border Patrol checkpoint. Could you tell us what happened with this visit and they addressed the media?
Yes, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus toured the Border Patrol station here in Alamogordo off of Highway 54. The Congressional Hispanic Caucus with Representative Xochitl Torres Small and Chairman of the caucus, Joaquin Castro of Texas, and a group of about total nine congressional members and one senator took a tour of the facility and tried to get some questions answered as to how two children died while in the custody of Customs and Border Patrol within a month. They were down here as a humanitarian visit and to tour the facility. They did say that they didn't get a lot of their questions answered, but they are going to follow up on it. One of the developments is there is now a doctor that has been assigned to the Border Patrol in El Paso, which encompasses Alamogordo and the southern border of New Mexico. So they are looking into it and trying to find out some answers and to get protocols and policies to where this won't happen again with children that become ill in the custody of Customs and Border Patrol, and to get them medical attention and address those issues.
Okay, Dwayne, thank you very much for that update, and we will talk with you next week on Alamogordo Now.